Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing with over 30 experts who are going to support you with your mindset, your time, and your energy around money so that you can master your life and business and create an epic life and business. Because what's the point of creating an epic business if you don't have a life to go along with it? And our guest today is definitely going to support you in the mindset and all sorts of wealth consciousness. Natalie Schlute is a digital course creator and a mindset business coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. She teaches female entrepreneurs like you how to uplevel their business and lives by becoming the greatest version of themselves. She loves helping women grow their wealth by living out their divine purpose and adopting the habits of successful people. Natalie has spent over a decade studying personal development, subconscious reprogramming, hypnosis, intuition, and the habits of successful people. She owns a thriving educational platform for female entrepreneurs at natalieschlute.com and hosts an inspiring podcast called the Success Soul Podcast. Ooh, I'm going to have to download that podcast. That's going to be next on my list of downloads. Sounds great. Thank you for joining me today, Natalie.
Oh, thank you, Diane. I am so excited to be here with you today.
So let's dive right into what you're going to share with us, because we're, along with you, I'm sure, absolutely committed to making sure that people walk away from this event with tangible things that are going to move them forward in their business and their life.
Oh, yes. I believe in having tangible things that you can implement into your life. It's so important. So today I'm going to be talking about the four essential steps that you need to create success as an entrepreneur and grow your wealth. So with this process, all these four steps really go in a specific sequence, because what I often find, and this was with myself and with many of my clients, is that when we start out as an entrepreneur or we're looking to grow our wealth and up-level our career in some way, we kind of get into this habit of just hustling, right? We take massive action and then we don't always see the results. We end up getting burnt out. We feel overwhelmed and stressed. We start neglecting other parts of our life, like our health. And we just wonder why are we in this rut? And why are we just spinning our wheels, but not seeing the results that we want to see? So these four steps here are really to get you in line from the beginning to the end so that you start to see results in your life.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. It's taken me years, because just like maybe some of the other people that are watching this, I've been there. I've been in the rat race. I've been in the hustle for many, many years. I spent about 5 years starting four different businesses, and I worked like a mad dog. Like, my relationship with my husband kind of went downhill. I neglected my health, and I just wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And when I started to take a step back and work from the inside out instead of just action, 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 like, my whole world changed and opened up. So that's what I'm sharing with you today.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's get started.
Yeah. So first off, I just want to ask you, how are you showing up every single day? And are you showing up like a wealthy person? Right? So often we think about what we want as our end goal, but we forget about how are we approaching our life and how are we showing up day in and day out. And if you are approaching your life thinking, acting, and feeling wealthy to begin with, you end up getting those results. Often we're working against ourselves, and we're working from our current circumstances, the way we see the world around us, the way we felt year after year. And it's this tug of war where we want to take our life to the next level, but we're still kind of coming from this low level of who I've always been. And so to really get the results you want, you must start to shift how you think, act, and feel. So if you're not getting the results in your business, if you're not seeing it in your bank account, and you don't have a really crystal clear picture of how you're going to get your life to that 6, 7, 8 figure income a year, then most likely you're still living out of your old circumstances.
Got it.
Step Yeah, step one is you want to think and feel like a millionaire, like a wealthy person, or like that person that has the business or the career that you've always dreamed of. And so we want to take a little bit of a step back and do some self-reflection. Start to look at your thoughts, your patterns around how you think about money and how you feel about money. Do you have a lot of fear that comes up when you're paying your bills? Or are you super grateful when you're paying your bills because you've had these wonderful services, you have electricity, you have running water, and you're grateful to give and pay those bills? One simple way to start to look at what is my actual relationship with money? And so we want to do a little bit of self-exploration and start shifting from the negative to the positive when it comes to how we think and feel about money. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like money is really difficult to have? Do you feel like you have to work super hard to get money? Or do you think that money is easy and it can flow into your life with ease, mm-hmm. that the less you work, the more you actually make? So we want to start to analyze some of that. And the bonus freebie that I have for you today is all about shifting your wealth mindset. So this step one is so important. And a lot of people skip this step, but we absolutely have to work on this first. Because if we're constantly being triggered by money, if we're constantly worried where the money's going to come for our bills, for our rent, how are we going to grow a business if we don't have the money there, we kind of come into this low level thinking and feeling around money. But if you can heal that first, everything else starts to fall into place so much easier.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. So it just like you would think of, you know, an Olympic athlete, how are they showing up every day? They are very determined. They are very focused. They think clearly. They have the right habits. They're taking action in the right way. And just as you want to become wealthy, grow your business, and move in that direction of your life, you've got to show up differently too. So step one is just think and feel wealthy. Step two is to adopt the habits of a wealthy person. Now, you might be wondering, well, what kind of habits do you have that might be different than a wealthy person? Maybe you're spending too much time watching TV, scrolling your Instagram and Facebook, and I catch myself doing that too sometimes. But how are you utilizing your time and your energy? Are you taking care of yourself? Do you eat well? Are you healthy? Are you exercising so that you move the energy in your body and you feel more energized throughout the day so you can get more focused when you do sit down to do your work? Wealthy people have a lot of very consistent habits of how they live their life in moderation. You know, they're not out binge drinking every weekend. They're really looking at their life and prioritizing things in a way that allows them to create more success. They take time for their family. They're very smart about how they design their business and how they save. They have really good habits of managing their money, whether they're looking at their bank accounts every day or every week. They know how much money is going in, how much is going out. They have budgets for everything, right? Set aside money for vacation, for some of the personal stuff, into savings, into a, you know, an account for investments. So think about some of the habits that a wealthy person would have and start to adopt those types of habits where you live a happy life, right, a very fulfilling life, a grateful life, but you're also very smart and disciplined with how you live your life. You know, there's definitely room for fun. Like, we gotta have fun. And I truly believe that wealth allows you to have more fun in your life, right? There's so many things that we may want to learn how to do or experience. Like, I wanna learn how to sail. You know, I would love to learn how to sail a boat, but that takes time and money. So by growing your wealth, it allows you to be more of who you are, which is one of the amazing benefits about being really conscious and aware of growing your money mindset and your money wealth flow.
Love it.
Yeah. And so step three then is to really use your time strategically. People that are wealthy, they know that time is the most valuable asset they have, right? We never know when our life is going to end. We all have the same amount of hours in a day, but how we use our time, we cannot get time back from the past. So you want to be smart about how do you utilize your time with prioritizing the important things, especially when it comes to your business, but also in your personal life. We do need to prioritize our health, our fitness, our time with our family. prioritize your rest and rejuvenation time so that when you get to work, you're so much more present and feeling good so that you can focus and get down to work. When it comes to prioritizing your time, also being mindful of the tasks that you're actually doing in your business or doing to build your career. And so making sure that you're delegating whenever possible, not getting caught up in all the busy work of things that are not actually generating income for you in your life. So if you've ever heard of that 80-20 rule, there's 20% of the actions that give you 80% of the results. And often when we start a new business and we're an entrepreneur, we're so used to just working hard and being busy like an employee would. But when you start to get into that entrepreneur mindset or that wealth growth mindset, you've really got to be more specific with how you spend your time and energy. So focus on the things that are actually going to generate income, and the rest of the 80%, delegate that off to someone who can get that work done for you so that you get to where you want to be faster. So just being really mindful of your time and having a balance of time in your life, not only with your business, but with your personal life too.
Love it. Love it.
And then step four is take action like a millionaire. So like I mentioned in the beginning, often we go straight to step four. We just try to take action. We hustle and then we spin our wheels and we get burnout and it just doesn't work that way. But if you follow these rules, step one through three, with thinking and feeling wealthy first, starting to adopt the habits of the wealthy that are, you know, their mindset and the things that they do throughout the day, and then really manage your time well, you'll find that all the actions that you take are actions that are going to help you grow your wealth and help you flow into wealth with so much more ease. It's so easy to get caught up in that busy work. And I know because I did it for so many years. I was so unfocused for a long time. I knew what I wanted my end goal to be, but I was not managing my time well. I was always stressed over money. And once you start to turn that around and really shift how you think, feel, prioritize, and act, the actions will just start to flow. The opportunities will open up for you. And it's just, you end up drawing things into your life so much faster. And this is really how manifestation works. If any of you follow the law of attraction, it all starts with how you think and feel. And then eventually it bleeds over into the actions that you actually take throughout the day so that you start to get the results that you want. And so what I have for you today is a free download called The 101 Ways to Think Like the Wealthy. I'm really excited about it. I spent a lot of time doing tons of research on success and wealth and mindset work. And so this will give you a bunch of different affirmations that you can start to implement into your life. You can choose your favorite ones and start to just retrain your mind, because everything comes from how you think, act, and feel. So if you can start to retrain that part of you first, then the results you get in life will become so much easier. And then I also have a bonus upgrade if anyone is interested in my money manifestation meditation. It's a quick, less than 6 minutes. You can listen to it. It's got some beautiful binaural beats that just help you get into the right mindset. Along with some of those wonderful affirmations, so you can really retrain your mind and your emotions on a subconscious level. And the more you do that, the easier and easier it becomes. You just start to step into that future version of yourself that's already wealthy, and the money just starts to flow in. Your life starts to flow. You become happier, less stressed. And it's like all the pieces of the puzzle just start to fall into place.
Wow. Like, you packed this like 10, 15 minutes filled with like crazy good content. I have my notes and I'm going to be downloading the free gift so I can get the affirmations and start creating that kind of mindset. Cause you're right. And that's one of the things that Sharina teaches as well, is it doesn't start with your action. If you act and you're not in alignment with, you know, just hustle, hustle, hustle without having the alignment of what you're trying to create and get your head in the game, basically, then you're not going to really have that success that you want so much. So I'm glad you brought that to light for us today.
Yeah. I think, you know, all of us that are on this entrepreneur path, like Sharina, like we all started with the action taking and we weren't getting results. So most of us kind of do this backwards way of attempting to draw money into our lives. But what we learned through trial and error is that you've got to get into alignment first, think and feel wealthy, so that everything else flows and falls into place. And so I think that's a huge one to hone in on and make sure that you really take the time, because when you take the time now early on to master that mindset and those emotions, it accelerates you faster in the long run, for sure.
I love it. So thank you so much. And your generous free gift you shared with that, the link will be below this interview in your email or on the speaker page as well. So make sure you download that. I'm going to go right there after this interview and find it myself. And please, 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 those of you who are watching, give us some feedback and let us know what you took away that was most impactful from what Natalie had to share, so that we can pass it back on to her, so she knows the kind of impact that she's having, not just in her world, but in the world in general. Because the more we share this information, the faster we all get to learn how to master our mindset and our energy and our time, so we can all create epic lives and business. Thank you so much for being with us today, Natalie.
Oh, thank you, Diane. I really appreciate your time, your energy. It's been wonderful having this time with you.
Thank you. And thank you all for watching, and check your email inboxes tomorrow. And there'll be another couple of interviews and masterclasses with some amazing speakers, just like Natalie, who are going to share their wisdom, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel, and we can actually catapult you forward in your businesses by taking action that's in alignment with how you're thinking. Have a great day.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.